heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith and how to integrate faith into all the areas of our lives. And on this program, we believe the following. We believe that faith comes by hearing and hearing of the Word of God. We also believe without faith, it's impossible to please God. We also believe in the biblical definition of faith that comes from the book of Hebrews. It says faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And we also believe that we walk by faith and not by sight. And on this program, we will share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you're already a believer and challenge you a little bit if you're still checking out faith. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes, so you can just go to iTunes and search under Everyday Faith Radio, and you'll find all our iTunes there. You can listen to our previous programs. We've got some great shows on there. And we also have a website. It's called mark5ministries.com. It's after my favorite chapter in the entire Bible, Mark chapter 5. And please let us know if you have any prayer requests, as we would love to pray for you no matter what you're going through. And we continue to lift up several of our friends who are in battles against cancer. And we ask God to heal each one of our friends and anybody who's listening who's touched by cancer. And we claim 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes we were healed. Thanks again for joining us on Everyday Faith. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's special guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Municipal Band of Charlottesville's 95th Summer Concert Series is Tuesday, July 18th at 7:30 p.m. at the Paramount. The event is free, and you can find out more by visiting theparamount.net. The 5th Annual Apple Harvest 5K Trail Run happens October 14th at Pleasant Grove Park in Fluvanna County. This is one of the largest youth trail runs, but the race is open to all ages and the entire family. Find out more at appleharvesttrailrun.com. The 6th Annual Tomtoberfest will be all day September 22nd and 23rd at the Emancipation Park, formerly Lee Park, in downtown Charlottesville. Tomtoberfest is part of the TomTom Festival, and it's a block party featuring music, food, and drink. Details at tomtomfest.com. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@seavillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. And with us on the program today, we have my friend and realtor colleague, Cynthia Hash. Cynthia, I've known you a long time and just appreciate you coming on the program. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate the invitation.
Well, we like to start the program with what we call the faith journey. And we'd love to hear a little bit about yours, how you came to faith, how you became a believer.
Long story short, it was about the year 2000, and it was a real estate client who just kind of got under my skin a lot, you know, and I was convicted in several different aspects. She was very clever. She wanted to be the one driving the car. And she wanted to be the one in the car to handle the radio station. And I was listening to a station that I never would have listened to otherwise. And I heard those messages, and it was starting to hit home. And I was like, why didn't I think of that? You know, ended up, long story short, where she finally, I had hit a bump in the road in a private life situation. And she said, you know, you need to give that to Jesus. Mm. And I said, okay, so I've heard of the guy. And so I wanted to hear more, and mm-hmm. she led me to the Lord right then and there, wow. and my life's never been the same since.
Wow. So was it a situation, and maybe I misunderstood, but was it uncomfortable with her at the beginning? Did you sort of feel like you two weren't the right fit when you were together?
She was quite annoying, to be honest with you. I think, and then I was the one that became annoying, uh-huh. I think, because, you know, when you become a born-again Christian, mm-hmm. It's all you want to do. It's all you want to talk mm-hmm. about, because you want everybody else to join you, mm-hmm. because it's such that kind of a an experience. It's mm-hmm. it's a full experience. It's not just a snap, here I am. It's an experience. And so you want everybody to join you because you know what you have ahead. Yeah. So it's eternal life.
Eternal life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you spend ever any time looking back and thinking about how God obviously placed this person in your life for quote-unquote, such a time as this? Like, for that moment, you're with this person and all this happens? And, I mean, have you spent time trying
always.
To get
you? Yeah, it runs across my mind frequently. Yeah. And what it did was allows me to know that there's so many other instances in my life that, and in everyone's life, mm-hmm. you know, I can look at a friend and say, you know, that happened for a reason.
Yes.
Or that may have happened because your direction of your path needs to go differently, mm-hmm. or things of that nature. So it allows me, having experienced it, to be able to help others to, you know, understand that this might be a guiding hand.
Mm-hmm. So clearly you believe then in divine encounters.
Oh, there's no doubt.
And that there really are no accidents. And so how has your day changed kind of before you came to know the Lord and today, in terms of your aspect of when you leave the house in the morning, you kind of have a different perspective. It's not happenstance and it's not luck. It's, where do you want me to go today, Lord, so that maybe I can be that person to somebody else?
And that's, I think, the whole reason that we are, as Christians, put where we are on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. We need to be able to gird others up.
Yes.
In order to be an effective Christian. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, I'm guilty of this, where I don't have a time, quote unquote, mm-hmm. to, you know, read the word, mm-hmm. and it will show mm-hmm. in my, you know, in my personality, my stress level, mm-hmm. my anxiety level, or whatever's going on. I'm not as capable of handling the situations as effectively and the way Jesus would. Mm-hmm. If I forget for the day and I'm like, oh, so that's why.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes,
I
the importance of the transformed mind, mm-hmm. which is one of my favorite topics to talk about on this program, because as one who's also experienced this before and after, that you've experienced kind of life before Jesus and then life kind of walking with Jesus. For me, I get to Romans chapter 12 and I read that verse that says, do not be conformed to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And for me, that is kind of a daily soaking and meditation on God's word. And like you just said, Cynthia, there is such a difference in my day between the days where I am diligent and digging into God's word and seeing what he has to say for me. And those days, for whatever reason, and thankfully now, there are fewer instances. But like you just said, the days where I've maybe have some anxiety or a little bit snappy or whatever, maybe some anger floats into the day, I usually trace that back as we didn't spend time in the Word.
There you go. Yep, that's the key element.
Mm-hmm. So take me back. I love this part. Talk to me a little bit about the before and after, particularly early on in your faith journey. You come to know the Lord in 2000. And what kind of, if you could think about a little bit, what was maybe something tangible that was different about you after you came to know the Lord?
Oh, the difference, I think, would be the fact that I was absorbent. I wanted to absorb every bit of the word that I could.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas before, I really didn't have any kind of willingness to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, I became a sponge.
Yes. Yeah, so you spent a lot of time mm-hmm. seeking and searching through God's Word.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any kind of favorite chapters that you go back to, or is it really kind of fresh every day? Is there a kind of a go-to place? And I'm thinking of our listeners. Some of our listeners haven't come to know the Lord yet, and they're kind of taking a look at how do you practice spending time with God. And what I've heard you say, and we're talking with Cynthia Hash, is that you spend time daily in God's Word. Do you like to go to specific places in the Bible, or is it every day just a change?
I actually like the devotionals.
Mm-hmm.
You can get devotionals that, from whether it's by Sarah Young or
mm-hmm.
by Michael Youssef or, others. And to me, that makes you skip around in the Bible enough to kind of get a big picture.
Mm-hmm.
But also it is divinely written to where, if you have a daily devotional, sometimes that just speaks to you.
Yes.
And you literally know the finger of God had something to do with that particular verse on that particular day.
And isn't it amazing how you get what you need on that day?
Yep.
I mean, when you think back on those days where you're like, oh my gosh, that's exactly the message I needed to hear
yep.
today. The verse that I quoted to open the show, because I have several friends and colleagues who are battling cancer, mm. I spend a lot of time praying and searching the scripture for my friends that are going through cancer battles. And today I was texting out to all my friends who are in the struggle, 1 Peter 2:24, which is Peter is quoting from the book of Isaiah that said, by his stripes we were healed.
Mm-hmm.
And I have several other places in God's Word that I've been going and searching. This week I've been reading through the book of Hebrews, which has been a fascinating read, where you're talking about the New Testament kind of compared to the Old Testament. A lot of it is laying it out, this side versus that side. And just the fact that as believers, Cynthia, I think it's chapter 4 in Hebrews that says, well, two things. Number one, it says the Word of God is alive mm. and active.
Mm-hmm.
And until you really experience that, you have no idea what those words mean.
That's true. It actually that's why this person that led me to the Lord was so annoying. So I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. and it ended up to where once you open your ears and your eyes and you start to listen, because it's starting to kind of hit you home, so to speak, that's when you are a vessel
mm-hmm.
That God can pour into.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and thank you for using that word vessel, because I have several listeners and several of my friends that are going through some tough times right now, and they have turned and asked God to make them a vessel that even though they're going through some suffering right now, they're asking God to use their lives for His glory. And it's a beautiful thing to see for several of my friends that are in this struggle. But the other thing I wanted to say before we head to the break, also, I believe it's in Hebrews chapter 4, but it's in the book of Hebrews. It says that we can boldly approach His throne of grace and mercy. And when you spend time kind of meditating on that, that we get to a personal invitation and access to the throne of God, it'll just blow your mind. And that's what I enjoy spending so much time in God's Word and just meditating on that. Cynthia, we're going to take a break. And for our listeners, thanks for tuning in. This is Everyday Faith Radio, and our guest is Cynthia Hash. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back in just a moment. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia and the Valley, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Mark your calendars now for Saturday, August 5th. The Virginia Train Collectors are making a return trip to Charlottesville. They're hosting their 41st annual Toy and Train Show at the Charlottesville Elk Lodge. This year's event will be their biggest and best ever with over 70 vendor tables. The all-day event is from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and it's $5 for adults and children under 12 are free. Find out more at vatraincollectors.com. A silent auction and bake sale for Sarah, the Sexual Assault Resource Agency, is happening on July 22nd starting at 7 p.m. at the Gordonsville United Methodist Church on North Main Street in Gordonsville. Virginia Blood Services is holding a blood drive on Tuesday, July 18th at the Gold's Gym in Charlottesville. It's happening from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Just look for the Bloodmobile at Gold's Gym on Hydraulic Road. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@cvillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. And with us on the program today, we have my friend and realtor colleague, Cynthia Hash. Cynthia and I just talked about spending time in God's Word. And Cynthia, I'm wondering, and thank you for sharing your faith journey. It really has me thinking. But I'm wondering now, for our listeners, how has your faith helped you during some tough times in life?
Quite a loaded question. But the most recent tragedy that we've experienced as a family was our 28-year-old son at the time, 2 years ago, took his own life. And no one wants to ever have to learn or experience something like that. First of all, it's an out-of-order death anyway. Mm-hmm. When you don't expect to lose your children, you expect to lose your grandparents and your parents and maybe even your spouse as you get older, but you certainly don't expect to lose your children, and especially everything that he had already gone through. Mm-hmm. He was a Marine for 5 years. Wow. He graduated mechanical engineering degree at UVA. Mm. He had a successful career ahead of him. And something snapped. Mm. And it felt when we got that news like someone had taken from a drone or something, and just spilled this 1,000-piece puzzle all over a parking lot.
Wow.
And we were trying to grasp for pieces try and figure the answers out, and there weren't any. And so it was quite shattering. It just felt like, our whole lives, you just wanted to dig a hole and just be left alone and just, not want to ever get back into society, ever. Mm. That's the way it kind of felt. And everything from, you get those like grief graphs that you experience, and those things are inaccurate. And what happened you know, I apparently God knew I couldn't take that call.
Mm.
Because I always keep in my business my phone on silent for the most part. Mm. And so I didn't catch it. So the call came to my husband's phone. He thought it was a prank call because it was from Mitchell's widow's phone, but it was a man's voice and it wasn't Mitchell's voice. And they were saying, you need to get here, blah, blah, blah. Mm. And the whole conversation he thought was a prank. So he hung up. And then it rang right back. And he picked up again. And then his entire body language changed. And it just dropped him to his knees. He dropped the phone, everything, and was just crying out to God. And I drove. And for whatever reason, I don't know how I even got there. But for whatever reason, the first phone call I made was to our pastor. I said, we need prayer. And he asked where we were headed and what the address was. And he and his son showed up and was there from like 10:30 at night until about 2:30 in the morning. And I know that if it weren't for God, there was no way I would have survived. I would have taken that car and just rammed it somewhere and just be, I don't want to live without my son. And that was the way I felt. But at the same time, I also knew who to call to get, you know, help. And so we, so obviously the prayer chain started all overnight and went, you know, for days, weeks, months. And I could feel that. I could feel people praying for me and the Holy Spirit involving just enveloping us in his arms. And I will say that there was the grief cycle that they, you know, so-called, they kind of published to some degree. Yes, you have that whole list, but it's not in any order, okay? They say, here's the order. The last thing, typically, that you're, when you're coming out of a, and you never come out of it, just so you know, you just never come out of it, but the last thing, when you can begin to tell your story and you not bawl your eyes out the whole time, is when you know you're beginning that healing journey. And during that night, even, I was comforting his wife. My son was gone. And in the next room, and you had police and all that kind of stuff, because when it's suicide, they have to make sure that it wasn't something else. And I don't know where I got the strength to comfort her. I just don't know where. It wasn't me. It had to have been God. And I don't know of any way that anybody can survive something like that with without the Lord. I really don't. And one of the first things that, you know, sometime during that night, I was like, Lord, this cannot be in vain. It cannot be in vain. And I was just crying out. I would go in my car, literally, and just start hitting the ceiling and just crying and screaming at the top of my lungs. And when I got the word from the Lord, it was clear. It will not be in vain. And so immediately I started thinking, okay, what do I do now? And it became very clear that I needed to form a foundation and begin, you know, lifting the stigma around suicide and erasing the shame. These words were given to me in just a matter of days after. And so that's where we have the Mitchell Hash Foundation www.thefaithradio.com. It's a Facebook page, and we're sharing lots and lots of resources and help, help for the grieving, but also help for people to prevent suicide, because I think a lot of people don't want to present their the way they're feeling or suicidal thoughts because they do not want to feel as though they're being shunned. And that's the part that we didn't have a clue because Mitchell was extremely good at hiding, apparently, what he was really feeling. And that's the end of the – it never ended. And I'd love to tell you the story about the actual funeral. Maybe we can do that. But I will tell you what the motto is. It's lift the stigma, erase the shame, be aware, share hope, find your purpose, stop suicide. MitchellHashFoundation.com.
MitchellHashFoundation.com. Cynthia, I want to get you back on the show to talk a little bit more about this. I want to hear about the funeral and some things because I can tell that that's on your heart. But we're heading towards the end of this program, and I'm wondering if you could share with our listeners, during your darkest time, did you hear from God?
Oh, yes. Frequently, actually. And that was and I was angry at God. And I was angry at myself for, as a mom, why didn't I see these things? What could I have done? I was angry at the military. I was angry at everything that, so, yes, anger. But at the same time, I felt, I still felt the prayers and the being girded up in order to survive this. And I've been involved with, Region 10 and Spark Hope and American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and all those things. I've taken, classes so I can help prevent, for others. And frankly, we are right within 2 years or so, we are right at about 20 people that we've actually in some way, shape, or form helped to either a relative to help someone choose life over suicide, or we've directly helped them, or somehow we have made sure that they get the help that they need. And so we have that as a no, it's not in vain.
Awesome, so. Awesome story. I'm so sorry for your loss, but I want to mention again the MitchellHashFoundation.com. And this is Everyday Faith Radio. Cynthia Hash is our special guest today, and thank you so much for kind of walking us through that. I wish we had more time to talk, but I'm going to have to get you back on the show because I think it's a topic that it needs more awareness. And there's other parents and mothers and fathers that need to hear the message that you've just walked us through. But Cynthia, I want to say to you and to your family and to all of our listeners, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. Thank you so much for joining us today on the show.
Thanks so much, Jeff. I appreciate
it. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make.